chopping it up.
It's your boy Paige Kennedy, you already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up, this is T.O., and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, man, we're here. We're live. It's your boy, the Dean. Lines are open, guys. Appreciate you guys. I want y'all guys, if y'all have any questions, go ahead and ask. Hobo Boy calls back because I apologize. I didn't want him to think I was hanging up on him. But if you want to call back, the lines are open, guys. You got a question, put a Q in there. We're here for one more hour, gentlemen. We're here for one more hour, okay? And we want to this is the first time it happened in a long time, guys. So, you know, things happen. But we're back on. So audio's good. Thank you, BK. Appreciate that. Let me know. I hope everybody is good. Guys, we are chopping it up today. We have a lot of information that we are giving you today because at the end of the day, gentlemen, I want the decisions that you make are man decisions. But it's going to be a process, gentlemen. Once you are at your core, because that's the place we want to take women, the core. That's why, gentlemen, the core is so important. The core is so very important. It is, man. It is. And once you can see it and realize what it's about, it's a game changer. It is a game changer. And it's going to help you in making big and small decisions, especially when it comes to women. But it's not the decision of coming when it comes to the woman. It's a decision that what are you going to do in the situation with a woman? You got to make sure that every situation that you have is one that you are truly in control of, okay? As long as you guys out there are able to guide yourselves, okay? Hey, thank you, Danger. I appreciate that, Russ. I appreciate that. Yes. Yeah. So, guys, I got questions. Oh, let me get my music back on. Jesus, I don't even feel right with my music back on. Let me put my music back on. Jeez. My music back on. Here we go. Yeah, let me see. Yes. All right, here's a question right here. Let me ask this question right here. Yes. Do I have it with me? All right, man. So it's a hammer question. Always remember, guys, when you are opportunity, remember, she must be worthy of the levels that I keep telling you. Is she worthy enough to be worth your curiosity? Is she worthy enough to be worth your attention? Is she worthy enough to be worth your time? Is she worthy enough for your respect? And is she worthy enough for the dick in that order? It should not be dick first. She's got to work for the dick. But your hammer is your name. Your hammer is your standard. Your hammer is how you move as a man. Your hammer. So when you're talking to a woman, you're technically just dropping this on the ground to see if she's worthy enough to lift that shit. But just because she can lift one thing doesn't mean she can lift it in all phases. Remember, the woman that gets you the right way has got to be able to lift your lift a hammer in all phases. So is she worth your curiosity? Is she worth your attention? Is she worth your time? Because if she's not, listen, if she's not worth your curiosity, she won't get to attention. If she's not worth your attention, she won't get your time. If she's not worth your time, she ain't going to get your fucking respect. And if she ain't going to get your, all right, Tyler, God damn it, I tried to hide from Tyler. Hold on, Tyler. Fuck, I tried to hide from Tyler. Hold on, Tyler, let me play this shit. We'll give you a quick Tyler moment. Tyler moment. I don't know what this is. What is this from, Tyler? Let's listen.
I hate it.
Wait, is that what she said? Wait, what the fuck did she say? Wait. Man, I got to pray it again. Hold on a second. I got to keep it. Hold
on. I hate it. I can hardly wait to see you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can hardly wait to.
I can hardly wait to drink you. Yeah, you want that?
Oh, yeah. I like watching how much you enjoy that.
Yeah.
No, this is for you?
Yeah.
So you start thinking about something nice for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
You let me know how it's going for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good girl.
All right, guys, this is what we create. Hold on a second. Let me get back to this, man. This is what we create. All right, Tyler, you're good, man. But this is what we create, guys. This is part of the game we're showing you guys. And this is why you're so devastating to women, because they have not met us before. They've never met anybody. But no, you got it wrong, brother. The hammer is not – you're saying that the hammer has to be heavy for them to lift. No. If she's worthy enough, she'll be able to lift it. That's why I keep telling y'all, guys, stop wasting your time with women. Stop worrying about what women are saying and how they're moving. Don't worry if she's talking to other guys. Don't worry if other guys are interested in her. That's none of your motherfucking business. My business is forging this motherfucker. Laws, my rules, my codes. Forging it in a way, five play, master the bedroom, fucking 101. Kissing 101, dirty talk, forging it in, being smooth, seductive, kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, romantic, sexual, sensual. Forge it by how you have rules where you will walk away. All these things, man. All these things. Forge it. Yeah, it's not a hammer, but I'm just showing y'all. But I want to explain to him, because he asked about the hammer. So gentlemen, that's how all this works, is how you move it, okay? Dude, I saw the second email. I don't want to play that one. I mean, fuck, Tyler. I'm going to play it. This is it. Don't send me anything else, Tyler. The fuck is this? If it's long, I can't play it all. It's, shit.
Hey. Well, it's Tyler.
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie.
Oh, wait. Did you say, God, wait.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello, Skyler.
Hi, this is Katie.
Wait. You said hello, Skyler, and she missed that you said Katie? Oh, boy. I think we got to play this now. Hold up.
Katie.
Hi.
Hi. So, you going to be doing laundry tonight for me?
No, I'm not. I will turn it on. Yeah, I'm not doing anything tonight.
No, laundry. You going to be doing laundry?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to have you do?
Tell me.
What I want you to do is I want you to get all that laundry done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to start thinking about what you're going to be wearing for me tomorrow. And I want you to pick out like three things, okay? And I want you to get I want you to get those underwear out, three different little sets of underwear for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to lay those out on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see them.
Okay.
And then I want you to take a little picture for me so that I can tell you what you're going to be wearing tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Yeah.
Sounds nice?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good girl. So you be thinking about that and make sure you send me something, okay?
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, Tyler, I see the receipt. Hold on a second. I see the receipt. Yeah. All right, let's get back to the show. I'm trying to teach game, Tyler. You just showing receipts and shit. You see. But guys, this is how it works when you have games. So this is what we teach. This is how you can have women when you know what you're doing, because most women out there are not used to men that do the Jill Scott rule. Remember, everything we teach is the rule of Jill Scott. Remember, if you were just joining us and you're new and you don't know what the rule of Jill Scott is, here it is.
Sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. And that is this, and that is the rule of Jill Scott. And if you guys can't live by that rule of Jill Scott, then this is why things don't work for you. We want to make sure that as you are living by that rule and moving by that rule, that this is what women are not used to. Women are not used to guys doing that kind of stuff. Women are not used to guys saying stuff like that. And that's what's so cold about us, because we would just say what the fuck we wanted to say and keep shit pushing. So that's what we want y'all guys to see, is that see how the game works. And once y'all see how the game works, move on it like that. Guys, I got questions. 803, I got you. I'll bring you in right now, 803. Just had to take a photo or something. 803, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. All right, 803. All right, I'm sorry. You cut off. I hope you don't shut me off again. 803, what did I tell you to do? What did I tell you to do?
Yeah.
Wait, just tell me what I told you.
I remember. You said charge to the game.
When did I say charge to the game? How did I say to charge in the game?
I remember that. I got to look at the video.
I should let you go, dog. I should let you go, dude.
No, I swear to God, dude.
I don't understand. How the fuck can you not listen to a simple instruction? I just gave you a simple instruction, dog. How the fuck can you not listen to that shit? Why wouldn't you listen?
You asked me a question.
But how do you charge it to the game, man? What is the way? What do you got to do to charge to the game?
Move on.
No, mother. Fuck, man. I don't know what to do with y'all motherfuckers, man. This is why y'all lose. Y'all don't fucking listen. How the fuck you going to ask me a question? I give you the answer and you don't even fucking listen to the answer, dog. How? I'm listening.
My bad.
I don't hear that shit. Don't you ever be fucking asking me questions if you don't listen, dog. You know I hate listen. You know I hate women wasting my time. But you know what I hate more than that? I hate when you motherfuckers waste my time. I told your dumb fucking ass to wait till 12 midnight, dumb fuck. And the reason I'm calling you that shit is because you're not listening. You're not listening. I told you to wait till 12 midnight and then let her go. How the fuck did you miss that?
Yeah, I probably didn't hear that part.
All right, man, I got to let you go, dude. I got to get the show. I can't talk to you right now. I'm going to keep going. Guys, don't call him. We're here for an hour. I'm here chopping up. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you, okay? Well, gentlemen, that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, is to train your mind and your mindset, excuse me, to spot the opportunities with a woman. Every woman is an opportunity, guys. And even if she says no, it's really two no's and all that stuff. You don't need to have to force yourself on that woman. But one thing you got to do is, see, y'all don't understand being smooth. Smooth is like, what is smooth? What can I tell you? See, a smooth man not only knows solutions, but he knows women. And he knows how to shift up and down. Like, I'll give you an example of women. A woman can be smooth enough to act dumb, because they always play dumb. They ain't dumb. They play dumb to suck y'all in and shit. But they're smart enough to recognize you and know already, based off of your behaviors, of what you are and how you move. So what I'm saying is that you gotta be smooth. Smooth is tied up. If we were throwing smooth in a cauldron, all right, if we're throwing smooth in this thing, my little cup here, if we're throwing smooth in here, we're throwing your skill, your sexual skills. Making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush, making her think, making her react. I mean, all that. Eye play, Kissing 101, your creative and sexual side, your experience, your sexual experience, your knowledge, all these things in this thing is going to create smooth. And this is how you can win, because most guys are not smooth. Most guys are not smooth. And the only way that you're going to understand and deal with smooth is by understanding that the woman can be an opportunity, but are you taking that opportunity? See, the relationship is not necessarily with the woman. The relationship is with yourself. See, the average guy, they do not take care of women. Guys, I'm telling you, it's not even fucking fair. The average guy doesn't know how to take care of a woman. It goes back to the chart I was showing you. It's because of the inexperience, the judgments, and the creepiness or being a friend that keeps her at her edge. But you want to show her that she is, okay? And it's how you move. It's the looking at opportunities and ways to show her things. But what kind of support are you giving her? See, if you guys are trying to support a woman to fuck, that's why you're not fucking, because she's not stupid. Remember, I told you guys. That's why it's important. Again, the great escape thing that my guy did, going to the cabin. Remember that cabin thing that he did? And that's the support stuff that I'm talking about. Again, supportive when she's not feeling good, when she's cramping, you know, when she's going through shit, knowing that you're not going. See, the problem with y'all average guys is when you know something's wrong with the woman, you run away from her because you know she ain't fucking right now, so I might as well not even fuck with her. But the support is when difficult times arise. That's when being smooth works so much. You're showing them that you're not about the extra mile, but you're just saying, I'm going to rock with you and get you through this. I'm not going to get you through it, but I'm just here to get you through it. You see what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Yes. Hold on a second. My thing's going on. So what I'm saying is that's what we're trying to get y'all to see, is that's how you be smooth. That's how smooth works, and that's how smooth is. Being able to provide things that she sees value in as a man. Wait, let me see something. Hold on. Let me check something. Let me see something. Fuck. Check. I wonder why I'm so... Why am I unmuted? I'm sorry. I'm there. Okay, can y'all hear me now? All right. I'm sorry. All right. I got y'all. All right, sound. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let me go back and say what I was about to say. I'm sorry, guys. What I'm saying to you guys is support is, I apologize. The thing just went mute on me. Let me say that again. I'm sorry. I apologize. All my dogs, I'm sorry. The thing is about support is when you, William Kim, okay, whatever, man. The thing about support is giving the support. A lot of you guys, when you get with women, when they're on their period, they're cramping, they're not feeling well, you don't really deal with them because you know you're not going to get any sex. But the smoothness comes into showing support in difficult times, but not trying to get anything out of the difficult time. See, if some of you guys will give support to the woman because you think that's going to be a faster way for you to fuck, but that's where they know that you're not there, that your intentions are for something else. So what I'm saying is that you've got to show her or provide her things in you where she sees things in you where she wants to be with you, okay? Showing, not being the answer, but just, you know, not trying to solve what's going on, just giving her a little bit of support. There is sex in support, guys, okay? But the more you're you can give women opportunities during those difficult times, it works. Now, hey, William, what is your question, man? What is your question? Dude, what is your question? I'm doing a show, man. I'm past that shit. Yeah, I didn't get that shit when you sent it. Just reading some stuff. Okay. I see what y'all were saying. But let me get back to what I was saying. We've got 30, 40 minutes left. We've got about 40 minutes left, so I want to continue talking. Guys, you got questions you want to ask. Let me double check and see if the phone lines, anyone wants to call in, lines are open if you want to. William, why don't you just call into the show? Fuck that. William, where are you at? William, call into the show. Call into the show. Come on, call into the show. Call into the show. But let me continue about, excuse me, Smooth. Where's my thing for my throat? So, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is that in order to build things with the woman, you've got to build it with yourself. You have to build it with yourself. And as a man, you want to take moments and set those moments up, because I'm not trying to separate myself from everybody else. And what I mean by everybody else that you guys are fearful of, you're worried about the next guy, that everybody else. Every woman has a fan club of guys that are after them. That group as well. So women have guys, okay? They have guys that are interested in them. So there's nothing really that you can do about that situation. But there are things that you can bring out of the woman by the man you are. You can draw. See, your time is very important. And once she realizes the importance of your time and you spend time with her, even though she knows she can't have sex with you, that's going to change. It's a game changer, gentlemen. It's a game changer. It's a game changer, okay? It's truly a game changer when you're able to do that. Playfulness. Being playful with her. Showing her that through your hindsight, you know, being able to look beyond things, okay? Beyond the moment. Remember, I don't want you to be in the moment with her. I want you to be beyond that moment, so then you can take her what? Beyond the moment. But you got to have the hindsight in doing that. All those things. All these things play roles in this stuff, guys. But at the end of the day, you can't look at the problems. And unfortunately for all you guys, most of you guys are making bad moves for yourselves. See, I'm waiting for William. Is William Kim going to call in? William, I'm waiting for you to call in, William. I heard you mention shifting power in the past. Is that connected to what you're explaining right now? Well, I'm not shifting anything. She's doing the shifting. Wait, what am I missing? Yeah, I must have missed something, y'all. Wait. Just reading what y'all saying. Okay, I'm just trying to catch up with what y'all was saying. All right, but anyway, let me continue. Lines are open, almost over, but let's continue. When you see a woman, if she's online, she's walking down the street, she's at the gym, at the bar, at the club, at the grocery store, just if you see somebody sexy, okay? When you see somebody sexy. The reason why you have what you have, what you call is problems, okay? Because you don't understand what how you got to see the game for what it is. You don't see the game for what it is. And and the game, the way the game works is how you talk to yourself. When you see a woman, okay, always remember I told you, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. Remember, there are those that watch things happen. There are those that wonder why things happen. And then there are those motherfuckers that make things happen, right? So a man already knows what he's going to do. And he sees something that he likes, he's going to move on it. That's number one. That's number one. But for the majority of you guys, there are three types of mindsets that you have create situations and problems with women. There are the moves that you yourself cannot afford to make. There are the moves that you cannot afford to make. And then there are moves that can be made for you. And that's the problem. Because all these things are slowing you down. Because there are certain decisions that you have, gentlemen, all day, every day, on how you move and how you think throughout your day. You make the decision to brush your teeth. You make the decision of what clothes you want to wear. You make the decision when you have to go to the bathroom. You make the decision when you want to eat or how you want to eat. You make the decision on how you drive the car. You make the decision on how you turn the radio on and all this other stuff. Matter of fact, here's the thing about these decisions. All the decisions that you're making, you don't need anybody's consent, right? But then, see, that's the 98% of you, right? But then you see the woman who is always making the decisions for you. Always making. She makes the decision for you when not talking to her, not knowing what to say, not knowing what to do, and you cannot give women that kind of power. That kind of power is not a power that is going to help you along. It just doesn't. Nope. You can call right now, so if you can't call, I don't want to hear your mouth. You can call right now. I don't want to hear it. You just, nope, don't ask me no questions. Don't ask no questions. Nope, I don't want to hear it. Nope. William, don't ask no questions. You call in. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that. Then guess what? Hey, William, then it's not important. Don't ask me no questions because it's not important to you. Because if it's important to you, you would call. See that shit? Wasted time. So I'm not even going to keep moving. I don't even want to hear no shit from you, man. Gentlemen, this is it. Listen, everything that you say and everything that you do is going to rest on decisions. And that's the truth. What are you going to do? And what are you going to be? How are you going to move? How are you going to think? All this is on you. It's not on anybody else. But you have got to have a belief in yourself to be able to do all the things we're talking about. Go. Let me see some. I was looking at just reading what y'all saying. Is reading what y'all saying. Okay. Just catching up. Okay, we already answered that question. I just wanted to make sure I was catching up with all the questions. I think I got all the questions locked in and answered. So that's the beauty thing about game, guys. That's why I always want you guys to win. And the only way you can win is believing and being the decision maker. Yes, yes, absolutely. Most of y'all have to conquer the excuses that you make. You got to conquer your fears. You got to conquer your excuses. There's a lot of conquering that you have to do as a man. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of conquering. But the problem is, if you care, you can't do shit caring. There's no caring in this game. You remember they said there's no crying in baseball? Remember he said there's no crying in baseball and shit? Hold on a second. Remember I tell you always there's no crying in baseball? Remember that Tom Hanks thing? We were telling, it was Madonna crying. Who was it crying? Oh, it wasn't Madonna crying. I think it was a movie Madonna was in. But Tom Hanks, there's no crying in baseball. The thing is, as far as the conquering, you got to have the mentality. I tell you guys, my favorite guy is like Ebenezer Scrooge. I love that motherfucker. Because Scrooge is a straight-up dick. Now, later on, they soften him up because there's always that happily ever after. But I'm talking about the Scrooge before he went home at night. And I'm talking about that Scrooge. He was no nonsense. Gave no fucks. Demanded respect. But I'm not saying treat women bad or anything like that. I'm just saying that you gotta check your feelings at the door. You gotta check your feelings at the door, and if you don't check your feelings at the door, that's where the problems persist at. Yeah, League of Their Own. Thank you, B. I appreciate it. League of Their Own. Thank you, B. She said, "And if you care, don't make it last long enough." Don't make what last longer than 5 seconds. I don't understand. What do you mean by that? D, explain what you mean. I don't understand that. My mother loves all the Scrooges. Well, it's not necessarily called a Scrooge. It's more of a, it's called a Christmas carol. It's a Christmas carol. Every version, I watch that's my jam. I watch them all. I don't care. I watch the Mickey one. I watch every one of those motherfuckers. I watch them all because I love his fucking attitude. I love his attitude. It's so about him. I don't care if it's the one with Jim Carrey. I like that one. I like that anime, the one with Jim Carrey. I really like that one. But you know the one I really like? And it's dark. I wouldn't recommend you watching it because Ebenezer's a kind of a... There is one Christmas carol I don't know if I want to tell you about. Now, you watch it. You choose who to watch. There is one that the FX channel made where Scrooge made Jacob Marley's wife address. This is a bad one. Man, Scrooge was no joke in that, man. FX channel did a Christmas carol that was like 3 hours long. I think it was like 2 hours, 3 hours. I got to look at my teeth. Man, they went so hard to paint. Scrooge was a dick. Dude, Jacob Marley's wife came to him about something. And Scrooge sitting on a chair, he made her take her clothes off and then made her put it back. I mean, Scrooge was a straight dick. He was a play dog. Man, it wasn't like your regular Christmas carol. That was, man, is one from the FX channel. That like the average Scrooge is probably like 1:30. This shit is well over 2 hours long, and Scrooge is a dick. I don't know if she had no money. Something, she saw Scrooge and Ebenezer was like, he's sitting on the couch, he got a little drink and shit, he's talking, and man, she started taking the clothes off. I was like, whoa. Yeah, look it up. It's a Christmas. It's from FX. The FX. It's the FX Christmas Carol. I tell you a story. I forgot the old boy's name. I tell you what it is. Wait. Let me see. FX. Yo, I'm going to tell you how long that motherfucker was. So it starred Guy Pearce, I guess his name is. And that shit's, okay, it's 173 minutes. So what is that? 6 times 3 is 18. So it's like 2 hours and some change. It's, 173 minutes long, dog. It's called A Christmas Carol. Yo, man, ever knew it was like that, man. Oh, my God. I was like, what? Yeah, thank you, business. I got the name of the movie. They told me, man. Yeah, Dangerous Rush, man. He was a dick, but, man, I can't believe he made Bob Cratchit's wife take her clothes off. I mean, I think you saw her ass cheeks, I think. She was undressing because there was something that he wasn't going to give her no money, or she was coming to beg for money or something. And Ebony's like, well, what you going to give me? It's like, shit, you got to see it, man. I'm not saying watch for that. I'm just saying that it went a little bit like left. Like, you've never seen this Ebenezer Scrooge before. It was some far left shit. But it was a happy ever ender. But I was just shocked that what he did to Marley's wife. I was like, yo. And see, and it's so crazy because Bob Marley's wife was black. They upgraded it. I mean, it was back in the day, but Bob Marley's wife was black. I think she was mixed. Wait, let me see the chick. I'm looking at her name. Her name is Vignette Robertson. Let me see. I'm going to tell you what she is. What the fuck is she? She's a British actress. So let me see what she is. Is she a biracial? I don't know if she's biracial or not, but I didn't say much about her parents. I can look it up, but yeah. She's a light-skinned chick, but yeah, let me look if she's mixed. I think she might be mixed. I'm going to look it up. I'll tell you. I'm going to say she's mixed. Wait, mixed race. Let me see what she is. Okay, so she represents people. Wait, she's okay, they're a mixed race couple. She defended her role. No. I want to know what she is. Let me see. Are her parents black? Because I can't tell what she. I think she. Okay. No. She's mixed. So she's white mother, black dad. So yeah, she's mixed. She's married to Cratchit. She's married to Cratchit. Yeah, he owes some Larry David shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, so it's a different spin because they didn't have, every Christmas Carol never had black people in it. I can't think of one Christmas Carol that had a black person in it, as if black people didn't exist back in those days. But she represented, so they put a twist, and I like that. That's why I kind of cling to it as well, because at least they showed some black in there, so it was pretty cool. Check it out. When you say compete with yourself, is it the other me? Well, no, you're always competing against yourself because part of yourself is telling you can't do things. The competition will never be with the woman. Woman is not the competition. The competition is how you move, how you tell yourself how to move. But remember, as I told you before, sometimes women make decisions for you. And that's the problem. They make the decision for you. So we want to make sure women don't make decisions for us, that we allow them to make their own decision and let them make the choice. Always let her make the choice. That's the important thing, okay? I don't know if James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman, I don't know if they're in there. No. Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, I don't see any. I thought I saw black weight. Yeah, she was Mary Cratchit. What's up, girl? I'm trying to see you. I'm looking at the cast. All right, it was two black chicks. Well, it was two mixed chicks. That's all. I ain't seen anything else, but yeah. Hell, even the man who wrote Christmas, I even like that. Cause that's the depth in how old boy wrote A Christmas Carol. So I like that. The man that invented Christmas, I watched that shit too. That's pretty deep. Because he was a deep thinker. You got to see how his mind worked. Him that even created Christmas Carol was, you got to see, it's called The Man Who Invented Christmas. If y'all, any of y'all like Christmas Carol, you need to see A Man That Invented Christmas. It's a pretty good movie. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't think Morgan Freeman's ever been a Scrooge. I don't remember him being one, but I don't remember. Yeah, I just Wikipedia'd her, yeah. But anyway, yeah, but if y'all got any questions, we're about to wrap this up, man. I'm about to wrap this up. So last round of questions, if y'all have any. So it's me conquering the loser inside that wants to give up while the man inside goes forward. Yes, but the problem is that you're not moving forward yet. You're still holding yourself back. A lot of you guys are holding yourself back. I mean, when you see a woman, most of y'all hold yourselves back. So that's where a lot of this stuff becomes a problem, because y'all hold yourselves back and everything. So I'm saying not to hold yourself back. Okay. Last round of questions, guys. Last round of questions. I'll give y'all another minute. Last round of questions. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. We're shutting the lines down now. We're shutting everything down. We did a good 2.5 hours, so it's pretty good. Someone had to be a dick. This is why sometimes I don't even answer women's questions, because they just say shit. I mean, when I'm not even going to entertain any guys, any questions, guys. Jesus Christ. Any questions, guys? I'm asking you guys any questions, not the women, just you guys. I have fixed the thing, so I'm going to, next time y'all see me, we ride. I'm going to do more riding and playing my Call of Duty and wrestling stuff, so I can just watch y'all and ride my bike and stuff. All right, that's good. Well, hey, box away, brother. I tell what you expect. But y'all stop egging her on. You egg on, all the women going to start saying it. Stop egging women on. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Anyway, last round of questions, guys. Last round of questions. I got some things I got to do, so. How important do you think self-awareness is? Well, is all right. I'm gonna Saturday. I think I'm gonna do another show. I'll break that down, because it's not just self-awareness, brother. There's so many layers to it. It's not just being aware of it, because you can be aware of anything, but what are you gonna do once you're aware of it? Does that make any sense? I mean, you're aware that there's a woman, or you're aware that that you're interested in her. I mean, there's a lot of things to look at which you're aware of, but it just all falls on what you want to do, man. It's like I say the same things over and over again, and y'all ask the same questions. No. If women are, let the women like to have fun. You know, girls just want to have fun, whatever. Wait, what did Freelance say? Oh, Freelance said it. Okay. Anyway, so, guys, we are about to wrap this up. I hope y'all have a good night and everything. I hope that you guys out here got some knowledge that you never heard of. We covered a lot of bases and a lot of things that gave depth to, you know, game and stuff. So we just hope that we are able to show y'all something new and show y'all something different. So with that being said, guys, TheManMindset@gmail.com, TheManMindset@gmail.com. Guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they all thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, live every day like it is your last, okay? Let your hair down and do that thing you love to do when you did to me, whatever. So, that's all. Oh, my gosh. My mother keeps calling me. Oh, gosh. I got to call my mother. Mother's gone. All right. So, got to call the mother. So, for all the ladies out there, well, we would talk Saturday. I was going to wish y'all happy Mother's Day, but yeah. So, yeah, guys, y'all need to get at me, themanmindset@gmail.com. Manmindset@gmail.com. Guys, please soak up what we're talking about because it's not the same, guys. We're not here to teach you how to play games or manipulate women or to lie to women or to make women feel a certain way. We're just saying just – as long as you keep it a buck with them, you're going to be fine, okay? All right. Yeah, answer. I got to call. Yeah, mother's calling. Got to answer that phone. Got to call her and shit, so. She wants to talk to her baby. So let me go ahead and call mom. Anyway, man, I got to call my mama. Guys, I will, I appreciate y'all. But, yeah, we're going to be playing some video games pretty soon outside the Oculus. But we're still going to be answering questions while I'm gaming. But I'm just going to be shooting this time. I'm getting my guns right. I'm going to grab Godzilla. I have Leatherface right now, but I want that Godzilla skin. I just saw this Godzilla shit. I said, I got to get that motherfucker. So I'm all like, that's the kid in me. I'm like, that's the excitement, man. I'm a big ass kid. Anyway, guys, y'all need me, y'all know, holler at me, man. Get at me. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. At the end of the day, guys, always remember, just because you came from a pussy doesn't mean you have to act like one, man. Fuck with your boy, man. We out.